This year, Amir Tahashem will cover the material in the Gemara from the top of Zion Amud Aleph to Zion Amud Beis at the bottom. So again, we had finished to Tanu Rabbanan on Zion Amud Aleph. We just discussed the question of how long a person has to wait, how in terms of the 12 months that are counted for eating or shachting the Bechor for a Korban, when are those 12 months counted from? And now the Gemara discusses a new topic. Tanu Rabbanan, the second line on the top. The first day of Nisan is considered the Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim, for counting the months, in terms of the fact that even if the even though we've discussed previously that there's a distinction between kings and non-Jewish kings where how their years are counted, everybody agrees that the yearly cycle in terms of the months, we consider Nisan the first month of the year, and the Iyar is the second month of the year. And that's how we know, based on the Torah, always uses that cycle as well, that Tishrei is the seventh month, and so on. Vila Iburin, and it's the Rosh Hashanah for Ibur Hashanah, for creating a leap year. Vila Trumas Shkalim, that on the first day of Nisan, they bring karbanos, public karbanos, only from the new shipment of Shkalim that were given every single year from the month of Adar from before. That every single year, everyone in Klal Yisrael would have to donate a certain amount, a shekel, or a half shekel, sorry, for the purposes of being part of the Karbanos Tzibur to integrate into the public communal offerings. So once the first day of Nisan comes around, so we use now the new Trumas HaShkalim, the new collection of Shkalim. V'yesh Omrim, and some say, Af L'Schirus Batim, that if a person wants to rent a house from their neighbor, so the year starts with Nisan for that. So l'chadashim minal, and how do I know that this is true for that the first day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for chadashim? T'chziv ha'chodesh hazal lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashanah. Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, this chodesh referring to ha'chodesh hazeh, referring to chodesh Nisan, shall be the first of rosh chadashim, the head of the months. It shall be the first month for the months of the year. And the psukim continue. So we know that this month, whatever is being referred to, we don't yet know what month that is the first of the months of the year. And then the psukim say, "Dabru al kol adas Yisrael." More speak to the Hashem says to Moshe, "Tell Klal Yisrael be'asor lachodesh hazeh, the tenth of that month, v'yikhu lahem ish selaves avo selabayis, that they should take a sheep for each house." And they shall guard it for 4 days until the 14th of the month. And they shall bring it as a carbon pasach. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, in that context, in Parshas Re'eh, regarding the Yom Tov of Pesach, Shamoras Chodesh Aviv, you shall safeguard the month of the springtime. Referring to the same month, that the month the carbon pasach is brought in is the month of the springtime. Ezel Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Aviv. What is the month that usually has the spring? Have Omer Zeh Nisan V'Karilei Rishon. We assume that that's Nisan, and therefore we now know that Nisan is the first in the months of the year. So it's not; it can't only be Nisan. There are other months that are springtime months. The Gemara asks Ve'ema Iyar. Maybe it's Iyar because Iyar is also a springtime month. So the Gemara says Be'ina Aviv Veleka. What does it mean, Aviv? Aviv means that the grain is ripening in that month. That by Iyar, most of the grain is already ripe. But during Nisan, that's the month when the grain ripens. So since we need it to be Aviv, it needs to be when the grain ripens, that's Nisan and not Iyar. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema Adar. But Adar also true, because by Adar the grain starts to ripen in Adar as well. So Gemara says, "Beino rov aviv veleka." You need most of the ripening to take place. So most of the ripening, although some takes place in Adar, the majority takes place in Nisan. So since we need rov aviv to be considered the proper month to be Rosh Chodashim, so that's therefore it's Nisan. So the Gemara asks, "Midi rov aviv ksiv?" But the Psukim don't say it has to be the majority. The Psukim just say you need Aviv. So how do we know it's Nisan? So Elamar Rav Chista gives a different source. Mehacha. Ach b'chamishasar yom l'chodesh hashvi'i, bos b'chames tevuas ha'aretz. The 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather up the grain in your house, that's referring to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So Gemara is saying, based on the Psukim, the Yom Tov of Sukkot is in the 7th month. Ezehu chodesh sheish bo asifa, what's the month that you gather up? Have omer zeh Tishrei, that must be the month of Tishrei. The kakari le shvi, and Tishrei is called the 7th month. So if Tishrei is the 7th month, you work 7 months back before, so Nisan is the 1st month. So ask the Gemara, v'ema mar cheshvan, v'may shvi, shvi li'ir. Who says the 7th month is Tishrei? Maybe it's Cheshvan, and you count 7 months from Iyar, and Iyar is really Rosh Hashanah, not for Chadashim, not Tishrei. Be'ina asif v'leika. You need the month when you gather up the fruits. So apparently in Cheshvan you don't gather up the you don't really do a harvesting, and the real harvesting is in Tishrei. So if the real harvesting is in Tishrei, so then you know that 7 months before is Nisan. So Gemara asks ve'en la Elul, but maybe you do harvesting in Elul as well. Again, we can also say the month before is the month of harvesting. Umay shvi, shvi la Adar, and 7th month, 7 months before would be Adar. So if you assume that Elul is really also a month where you do harvesting, so then Rosh Hashanah would be Adar. So Gemara says no, but ina rov asif aleika. You need the majority of the gathering in. So the Gemara asks the same question that asked before. Midi rov asif ksiv. Does it say anywhere needs to be the majority? All you need is asif. You don't need the majority. So ela amar avina davar zem mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. Really, the makor that the first of the seven, the first of the month of the year, the first of the monthly cycle for is Nisan. We did not learn that from Torah Shebichsav. We don't have any clear raya. Midivrei Kabbalah manu. We learn that from Divrei Kabbalah, meaning we learn it from Psukim in Navi, because the Psukim in Zechariah say, "Biyom esrim varba l'ashtei asar chodesh hu chodesh Shvat." The 24th day of the 11th month is Shvat. In order for Shvat to be the 11th month, the Nisan has to be the 1st month. So it's a Beferish HaPasuk, explicitly, this Pasuk in Zechariah, that the 11th month of the year is Shvat, so it must be the 1st month is Nisan. So Gemara says, Gemara gives another source, Amar Rabba Bar Ula Amar Mehacha, from Megillas Esther, V'atilakach Esther al Melech HaChashirosh al Beis Machuso, B'chodesh HaSiri hu Chodesh Teves. The 10th month is Teves, and the 10th month is Teves, the 1st month has to be Nisan as well. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, Ba'arba L'Chodesh HaTishi'i B'Kislev, the fourth day of the ninth month, and that ninth month, which is again another pasuk in Zechariah, is Kislev. If Kislev is the ninth month, then Nisan is the 1st month. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Mehacha, so many sources, Ve'ikra'u Sofer HaMelech Ba'es Ahi B'Chodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. The Psukim again in the Megillas Esther say that the Sofer HaMelech called out at that time during the 3rd month, and the 3rd month is Chodesh Sivan. If the 3rd month is Sivan, it must be Nisan as the 1st month. Ravashi Amar Mehacha, Hipil Pur Hu HaGoral Lifnei Haman, referring to the lottery, the Pur that Haman cast against Klal Yisrael. Miyom Liyom Echodesh Lishnei Masar Chodesh Adar. So Adar is the 12th month. If that's true, then Nisan is the 1st month. V'ibayis ema mehacha, another source, b'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan. The 1st month is Nisan. So the Gemara asks, and that's another pasuk in Megillah, but this pasuk is the most explicit one. V'kulu ma'itam ala'omer mehai. How come all the other views didn't bring from this pasuk, which says that explicitly that Nisan is the 1st month? Delma, my Rishon Lemil say, it doesn't. What does it mean? The 1st month, Bachodesh Rishon and Chodesh Nisan. It doesn't mean the 1st of the months of the year. It means the 1st month of that topic. Because if you look at the Psukim in Megillas Esther, Haman cast his die. He cast his lottery in Chodesh Nisan. So his whole issue, his whole Esek, this whole business, started in Chodesh Nisan. If that's the case, we can say Rishon means Rishon Lemilse, the first of its issue. V'tana Ditan. So how come our Mishnah doesn't include the fact that Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim? Because look at the Mishnah, Daf Beis. Going back to the Mishnah says, Echa ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for what? Melachim, which we discussed, and Regalim, which we also discussed, for Baal Ta'acher. How come our Mishnah doesn't mention that? Because Bisharim Kamari, B'Chadashim Lo Kamari. Our Mishnah is detailing the halachos that are based on the yearly cycle, not based on the monthly cycle. So since our Mishnah is not interested in that, it doesn't say so. Okay, let's catch up in the Rashis. Rashi Dirah Maschil L'Chadashim. It's the third Rashi on the page in the skinny lines. L'minyan Chodshei Hashanah, for counting the months of the year. We also assume that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the count for that as well. L'Iburin Kasal Chedaitach. So we would, again, Rashi saying what the Havmin of the Gemara will be, which we'll discuss later on. L'Eshev Beizdin, to have a Bezdin sit in session, v'la'ayin, and to see im hashana haba tzricha lis aber, if the coming year needs to be hashanam uberes, v'litshrumas shkalim, which we explained that the year's collection for the new karbanos, for based on the fact that they took shkalim, starts already using the new shkalim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rishon lahakriv karbanos halakuchim mitrumas kupos shel shiklei shanazu. It's the first month for to bring karbanos based on the trumos kupos shel shiklei shanazu, based on the trumos that were taken for that year. Af l'schiris batim. It also comes to include schiris batim. Hamaske bayis l'chaveiro, person who rents out a house to his friend. V'amr l'shanazu kalsa shnaso be'echa b'nisan. He says for a year. The year ends and starts based on Nisan. V'afilo darbo ela chodesh echad. Even if you only live for 1 month, the year still ends with Nisan. Ha'chodesh hazelachem. This is the Gemara trying to prove that Nisan is the first of the monthly cycle. U'minalan de Nisan. How do I know it's Nisan? D'chsev v'ichulam sela pesach. You should bring a sheep for the korban pesach. U'ksiv krachrina shapesach b'chodesh ha'aviv sheish bo aviv. The pesach is in chodesh ha'aviv, that there's springtime during it. Shatvua b'chira bo v'yos mivushalas b'gmar bishula. That the tvua, the grain, b'chira bo, it ripens during that time. L'hios mivushalas b'gmar bishula. That should be completely ripened by the end of its ripening season. So the Gemara says, maybe it conclude ER. No, but ina aviv v'leika. We need the grain to ripen during that time. That doesn't happen during ER. Shikvar nigmar mi Nisan. It was already finished from Nisan. V'ika zara afela ein ze b'chir ela afel. And if there's late produced grain, that's not the most quality grain. That's the later grain. So we need the tvua b'chira bo, which is the high quality grain, to be finished then. Ve'ema adar, d'ika zara charfa, ha'misbachar me'adar. Maybe there's some type of zera, some type of seed that it goes early. So maybe that should be included too. So rov aviv, shi rov tivus misbachros, but we need the majority to be then. But who says that applies? So Gemara says, rather we want to learn from the comparison to Sukkot. Sheish bo asifa. What's the month that you gather up the fruits? Shemachnisin bo peros lebayis. They gather fruits into the house. Mipnei hagashamim, because of the impending rain. V'kol akayet sein asuyos kedishin liyavish. They dry them in the fields the whole summer. So rishon lemilsei. So again, just to explain. So we couldn't bring a proof from that either, because maybe that could include el as well. So we need to bring a proof from psukim and navi. So one pasuk or in ksuvim. So one pasuk in Megillas Esther says it was the first day, the first month. So that the Nisan's the first month. So why don't they quote that? Rishon lemilsei lemaisa haman. Maybe it just means the first month of the maisa haman, but not the first month of the monthly cycle. V'tana didan, but our Mishnah delo tana b'masnis rasha l'chadashim, is because our Mishnah wasn't concerned with that issue. So now we're going back to the Brisa. V'la iburin. That Echa b'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Ibur Hashanah, for creating a new leap year. So Gemara asks, Le'iburin min Nisan maninan, do we count what in terms of being ma'aber shana, that we should add a new month, add a month to make it a leap year from Nisan, v'atanya, but we asked in a b'raisa, ein ma'aber hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't do Ibur Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah happens. V'im Ibra, ein amu beres. And if you do Ibur Hashanah, they try to make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't count. So if that's the case, then what does it mean we count from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Doesn't make any sense. Avol mipnei adchak, ma'abrin oso achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. But in a situation where you have no choice, that then we would do it right away. Then we'll do Ibur Hashanah right away after Rosh Hashanah. V'afal pichein ein ma'abrin ela Adar. And even in this case, the only month we can add on to is Chodesh Adar. So either way, the Gemara's question still assumes that Ibur Hashanah doesn't happen during Chodesh Nisan. So Ibur Hashanah always happens in the Rosh Hashanah season, either right after, in a Shas Hadchak, or ideally a little bit of time after. The reason for that is, if we tell people that there's a Shana Mubaras before Rosh Hashanah, people might forget up until Chodesh Adar. It's too far away. So they have to be informed closer to the time. And if they have no time until right after Rosh Hashanah, so you should really wait as long as you can, but they can do it right away from then. But the point still is, it has nothing to do with Nisan. So the Gemara answers, Amr of Nachum bar Yitzchak, my Iburin. What does it mean, Ibur Hashanah creating a leap year? Hafsakas Iburin. Meaning that you can't, once you pass Chodesh Nisan, then you can't add to the previous year. So in other words, it's true that we don't do Ibur Hashanah around the Yom Tov of Nisan for the coming year, so it's not shayach for the coming year. For the coming year, it's only shayach for Rosh Hashanah, for that coming year. But for the previous year, you might have thought that Nisan, you can still add on to the previous year, but once you get to Nisan, you can't add to the previous year either. As the Gemara explains, Titznan, Hein Heidu, Shemer Abrin Shana Kol Adar, there was Eidus given that they could be Ma'aber Shana. They did Ibur Hashanah the whole month of Adar, Shehayu Omrim Ad HaPurim. Because some people said they could only do it until Purim, but the first view of the Mishnah was to show that it could work the whole month of Adar. So the Gemara analyzes this machlokas. Umay time of the man d'amar Ad HaPurim, what's the position of the man d'amar says only until Purim? Why can't they do the whole month of Adar? Kim dar amar sholim milchus haPesach kolon lePesach shloshim yom va'asiz ozudei b'chametz. Because Mar says, we've seen this before, a person's supposed to ask after the halachos of the Kam Yom Tov 30 days before. So you're supposed to ask about the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. So if you wait too soon till Pesach and you do it after Purim and you're already within 30 days, you're going to create a problem. People are not going to be careful with the Isser of Chametz. So there should be a public policy. They should not do Ibur Hashanah once Purim has passed. V'idach, made yedia deshata ma'abra b'chush b'nataya milsa. V'savre, chush b'nahud lo sa'akul rabbanon ana idna. And the other view says, no, why can we wait the whole month of Adar? Because made yedia, they realize, deshata ma'abarta, in terms of whether or not we add an extra month, b'chush b'nataya milsa, based on cheshbon, based on a calculation of how the year is supposed to be. V'savra, and they'll assume, chush b'nahud lo salak l'rabban ad inna, the Rabbanan just didn't know until now. But they're not going to come to think that they're not going to come to mess up the Yisurim of Chametz, because according to the first view, the whole concern was they're not going to listen, because they think, oh, Pesach always comes in the month after Purim, so if you wait till after Purim, they're going to make a mistake. So they're not going to take it seriously. The second view is no. Everybody knows that the yearly cycle is maintained based on how Bezdin makes a cheshbon, and that's what we have to do. And they're not going to make a mistake, so we can do it the whole month. And the Gemara asks the same question we asked before, Vitana Didan. So why doesn't our Mishnah mention this fact of Yiburin as well? But Chalokamari Bafsakalokamari. This is halacha that also involves the whole yearly cycle. Our Mishnah is concerned with the beginning of the year, not the end of the year, in terms of that it doesn't go back on the previous year. Which is what we're saying. In Yiburin, the whole idea of Nisan is that it goes back on the previous year. Okay? Let's go through the Rashis. Iburim mi Nisa maninan? Rashi in the middle of the page, do we count Iburim from Nisan? Bitmiya, it's a question. Vichi Rashayim Bezin Leshevul Ayin Bitzarche Ibur Rosh Hashanah bin Nisan? Is Bezin even allowed to do Ibur Hashanah during Nisan? Ein ma'abrin, ein ma'ayin mitzarchi tzibur. We don't discuss, we don't look into the needs of the tzibur. Lahodia la gola, to tell the golos. She'ibro beznes Hashanah, bezin did ibro Hashanah. Shelo yishtaka chadavar ad adar haba, until the next adar. The people shouldn't forget until the next adar. You're supposed to delay till after Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to do it as late as possible. Avon p'nead chak, but in a situation where you have no choice. You're afraid that maybe the non-Jewish people will prevent us from making a bezdin. Or maybe the nasi has to go to the king, and we cannot do ibur shan unless the nasi is there. Could Amar Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that. So we can do it right after Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, the only month we add to is Adar. The month that's samuch, that's next to Aviv, Avar Laviv Avar, to the Aviv that passed, Sheyavo Aviv Bizmano, that Pesach should always come at its time. So since Pesach should always come at its time, we only add to Adar. Havsakas Iburin. No, really, when we said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah Liiburim, it means for the previous year. Shekelan Shekadshu as Chodesh L'shem Nisan Paska Shana Sha'avra Milchios Mubaras Od. The previous year can no longer be a Shana Mubaras. Shein Rashayin Lasos Nisan Adar. You can't turn Nisan into Adar anymore. Shekvar Nichnas Hashana Acheres Le'in Ibur. Because now we're in a new year. Heim Heidu Rabbi Yeshua Rav Papias. They testified. You can use the whole Adar. Imro bezdin la'achar hapurim, even after Purim, shashana tzrich leis aber, that there needs to be ibra shana ma'abrin osa. And the other opinion disagrees. Shayu omer ala Purim, because some people said it can only be done by Purim. Unless the matter has been taken care of before Purim, therefore we need this testimony that it can be done the whole month. Why? What's the pshat in the shita that says only till Purim? Because aslus zuli b'chametz, they're going to come to denigrate the Yisra chametz. How so? Shekvar mina Purim ve'elach, because once we've passed by Purim, hitchilu hadarshanim, the people who give drashos, they start to give speeches, Lidrosh Barab Mihilchas HaPesach, to speak about the Yom Tov of Pesach, Huskiku HaShomim La'asos Pesach L'sof Lam and Yom. They think they need to make Pesach 30 days from then. Vim Yavru Bezdin Es Hashana, and if they make Ibur Hashana, Lo Yiskavu Divrei Shluchei Bezdin L'Shoman Lidchos HaPesach. No one's going to listen to them to push off Pesach. Shikvar Shavim Yadar Shadim. They're going to make a mistake. So why isn't our mission include? Why is our mission? And again, the first day it says no. Everybody knows it's based on Cheshbon. And why isn't our mission mention it? Behafsekos lo kamairi. Beroshe shanim dahafsaka for stopping a previous year lo kamairi. That's not what our mission was talking about. Okay, let's keep on going. V'lutrumashkalim. Again, that this brisa says Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for trumashkalim. That again, from that day on, they bring karbanos from the new count of shkalim. Minalan, what's the source? Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, Amar Kra, Zos Olas Chodesh Bechadshao, L'chadshei Hashana. This is the Ola of Rosh Chodesh on its month for the months of the year. So why does it say Chodesh so many times? Amar Torah, Chadesh V'havei Karban, Mitruma Chadasha. You're supposed to renew and bring a karban from Truma Chadasha, from the new Trumas Halishka.
And why do I know that's Chodesh Nisan? V'gamrei shana shana min Nisan. We learn a limud shana shana from Nisan. T'chziv rishon hu lachem l'chadshei shana. That it's the first of the months of the year. So once we know it's the first of the months of the year, so we have a hekesh between the new karbanos based on the word shana to Nisan. So we know that when it comes to Chadshei HaShana, counting for the new months of the year, in terms of how to properly know when to start using the new Shkalim, that's based on Nisan as well. V'ligmor, so the Gemara asks, Shana Shana mi Tishrei, why can't I learn out from Tishrei? Who says to learn from Nisan? Maybe I'm learning out from Tishrei. D'chziv, Meri Shis HaShana, because Tishrei is called the beginning of the year, and it has the word Shana. No, the Gemara says, no, done in Shana Sheish Imachadashim, mi Shana Sheish Imachadashim. We learn out the Psukim with the word Shana that also discussed months, from the Psukim with the word Shana that also discussed months. That's including Pesach as well. Ve'ein done in Shana Sheish Imachadashim, mi Shana She'ein Imachadashim. But we don't learn out a Pasuk that has the word Shana with Chadashim from a Pasuk with Shana without the word Chadashim. And the Pasuk by Tishrei does not have the word Chadashim. It only has it by Pesach. Okay? The bottom Rashi on the page, Rashi says, Chodesh b'chadsho l'chadshei, Chodesh yisere l'drasha. The extra, the word Chodesh, is for a drasha. Okay? The Gemara continues, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Karbanos Tzibur, the public communal offerings, Habayim b'echa b'nisan, that come from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on, mitzvah la'aviyah min ha'chadash. You're supposed to bring them from the new Trumas HaLishka, which we just discussed. V'mhevi min ha'yashan. If you bring it from the previous year, yatzah yotzei el shechisar mitzvah. You're losing a mitzvah. Tanya mihachi. We have a similar brisa. Karbanos tzibur ha'bayim b'echa b'nisan. The public offerings that are brought from Rosh Chodesh, mitzvah la'aviyah min ha'chadash. You're supposed to bring them from the new Trumas HaLishka. V'mhevi min ha'yashan yatzah. If you bring it from yashan your yotzei el shechisar mitzvah. V'yachid sheis nadev mishalok sherin, and a yachid who takes a nedava to bring his own karbanos, their kasher, ubavad shim serim letzibur, that they should be given over to the tzibur. So a person, even though we're supposed to bring from the Trumas HaLishka of the new year, a person's allowed to give of his own money to support the karbanos tzibur, so long as it's given on behalf of the tzibur. So Gemara says, Pshita, isn't it obvious that if in order for them to work for the Karbanos Tzibur, they have to be given over to the Tzibur? Mao de Seima, you might think, Lechosh, Shemelo Yimshil Tzibur Yafe, maybe a person didn't really give it properly over to the Tzibur. Kamash Malon, we're not Choshesh for that. That we allow a person, if he wants to donate the funds towards that year's Karbanos, we let him, we're not Choshesh that he didn't do it properly. Vitana didan. So why is our Tana mention this? Kevin diktani imhevi yatza lopsikalei. Since the Brisa still says if you bring from the new truma, the old truma, you're still yotze b'diavad. It's not a real Rosh Hashanah. Meaning it's not ma'akev for anything. Since it's not ma'akev, our Tana didn't need to mention it. Now we have one more detail of the Brisa to discuss. V'yesh omrim af l'skirus batim, and there's one day that it says it also includes renting a year. Tana rabbanan, what does that mean? Hamaskir ba'as l'chaver l'shana. If a person wants to rent out his house to a friend for a year, mona shemasar chodesh miyom liyom, you count 12 days, 12 months from day to day. V'im amr l'shana zu, and if you say for this year, not for a year's worth of time, but for this discrete, specific year, afilu lo aman ela be'echa be'adar, even if they're only holding by Chodesh Adar, already holding by Chodesh Adar, kemen shigia yom echa b'nisan, also lo shana. Once they get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it already includes a full year. Vafilu man de'amar yom echa b'shana chashiv shana, and even according to the view, the Gemara in Daf Beis discusses the parameters of how long is a year, isn't there a shita that a year only needs to be one day long? So why do you need a full month? So Gemara says, "Shani hacha t'lo tarach inish lemegar beta lebatzer mitlasin yomin." A person never rents a house for less than 30 days.
So if a person never rents a house for less, again, latarach inish, it's not common for a person to trouble themselves, lemegar, to rent a house for less than 30 days. So if a person doesn't rent for less than 30 days, it must be that we mean a new year. It must be mean a full month, sorry. Ve'ema tishrei, but again, who says it's Nisan? Maybe it's tishrei. No, the Gemara says, sasam ki agar inish besa l'kuli mosag sham agar. When most people rent a house, they rent a house for the whole rainy season. So it's very unlikely that a person would rent a house in the beginning of Elul only for Tishrei, only up until the month. Because when a person rents a house around that time of year, it means for the whole rainy season. So given that, we assume we're coming from Nisan. So Gemara asks, V'tana kama debraisa, V'tana kama debraisa, who didn't say Schirus Batim, V'tana didan, and the town of our Mishnah, and the town of the Kam of the Brisa. Why didn't include that? B'nisa nami mishka shkiach kitre. Sometimes it rains during Nisan as well. So if it rains, sometimes kitre literally means clouds. So sometimes it's a cloudy time, sorry, during Nisan as well. So then, but we assume that a person might rent a house for only a month's worth of time. But I thought we rent for the whole rainy season. So it must be there's no hechrech to assume that that's necessarily Rosh Chodesh Nisan as well. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't include it. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, on the top of Zayin and Mabez, regarding the fact that a person could donate the amount for the year's worth of karbanos. Yafe yafe b'leiv shalem, with a complete heart. We write in Choshesh that he didn't do it properly. Kamash Malon, we're not Choshesh for that. V'tan didan t'lo tanya b'mas nisan, the Tana of our Brisa that didn't include it in the Mishnah. Kine tani imhei v'yatza lo psikolei. Since it says, the Brisa says that if you do it from the old year, you're still yotzei, lo psikolei, it's not really a real new Rosh Hashanah. Milsa lo psikolei milsa, it's not considered fixed enough to l'chashva b'Rosh Hashanah, to be called a new Rosh Hashanah. Hachi Garcia, this is what we say in the Brisa, Tanur Rabbanon, Hamasker Bais Lechaveiro, Velo Garcia Minolam, we don't have a mucker for such a thing, to Lav Mikra Yalef, Dimidra Rabbanon, who it's only a rabbinic institution, obviously it's not learned out from Sukkim. So, if a person says Lashana Zu, and they're only Be'ele Echa Be'adar, they're only on the first of Adar, Aval Be'batzer Mehachi, Loyam Rinan also Loshana, but from less than this, we don't say also Loshana. Vidarba Shana Shleim, a person lived for a full year. Telekala Memer Dadaita Hi Shaita Shasa Agre. No one assumes that you would have had Das to rent for less than a month. That's considered a full year. Telotarach Inish Lemegar Bese Libatsumi Tlasin Yom, because no one rents a house for less than 30 days. But Ve'ema Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'schiros Batim, Im Lo Amad Ela Be'echa Be'elul, a person rents the house only in Rosh Chodesh Elul, Kiyemen She'yia Tishrei Oso Lo Shana, the year should count already from Tishrei. U'mishani Ki Agar Inish Besa, Samach L'Tishrei, L'kuli Megasham Agar. When a person rents a house around Tishrei, he rents it for the whole rainy season. So it can't be such as for a month. Ba v'tanakama debraisa de lo amr l'schiros batim. Why did the Tanakama debraisa argue? Because sometimes Nisan's also rainy. Kitre avim miskashrim literally means the clouds tie up the gisham yardim. V'haviki mosag sham. So it should be the same thing as the mosag sham. So now we're going to go back to analyzing our Mishnah. Now we finally finished the first line of the Mishnah of discussing Echa b'Tishrei. So now we're going to discuss Echad, the second of the Rosh Hashanim. What's that? That's Echad be'Elul. So again, the Mishnah says the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah l'Maaser Behema. It's Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, for that year's taking a tenth from the Behema. So the Gemara explains, be'Echad be'Elul Rosh Hashanah l'Maaser Behema, that Rosh Hashanah of Maaser Behema is in the first day of Elul. Mani, who is that? So Gemara says Rav Meir here. It's Rav Meir. That's not Rav Meir Omer. Be'echa be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema. That it's Rosh Hashanah for maaser behema. So explicitly, v'lo regalim and for yom tovim. So Gemara asks, I don't understand. But regalim, we already determined the first part of the Mishnah is mani. Rabbi Shimon he, because Rabbi Shimon thinks again for Baal Ta'achar to refresh our memory, you need to go through all the three regalim in order to validate Baal Ta'achar, and you have to do that in a row. So from the fact that the Reisha is Rabbi Shimon, how can the Seifa be Rav Meir? Because these two halachos in the Mishnah reflect two different views of Tanayim. The first part of the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, which is that Baal Ta'achar is after three regalim kisidram, and therefore it's based on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The second part of the Mishnah discussing Meister Behema reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara asks, Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'echa B'tishrei. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon argue and say that Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema in our Mishnah is on the first day of Tishrei. So Reisha V'Seifa, Rabbi Shimon, Umitziyasa Rabbi Meir? Does that make any sense? The first part of the Mishnah and the end part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and the middle part is Rabbi Meir? You have three different views in Tanayim all going on at the same time. Doesn't make sense. How could it be that the first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, which again, Rosh Chodesh L'Regalim, being from Nisan. The end part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, because he thinks that Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema is based on the beginning of Tishrei, and the middle part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? I'm Rav Yosef, Rabbi he. No, really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi he. V'nasiv la aliba de Tanai. And Rabbi takes different views within the Tanayim. B'regalim savar la k'Rabbi Shimon. Regarding to regalim, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. U'b'meister behema savar la k'Rabbi Meir. And regarding Meister behema, he holds like Rabbi Meir. So it's not so difficult. So the Gemara asks, I hachi arba, are there really four Rosh Hashanim? Chamisha hayu, there should be five. Because once the Mishnah is Rebbe, so then Echa b'Nisan is Melachim, and now really the 15th of Nisan is Regalim, because we assume Pesach. Echad of Elul is Meister Behema. Echad of Tishrei is Shemitin v'Yovlos. And Tu B'Shvat Lilanos. So there's not really four. If it was the whole Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon, then we'd only have four. Why? Because the first of Nisan is Melachim. The 15th of Nisan is Regalim. The first of Tishrei is Shemitim, Yovel, and Meister Behema. And Tu B'Shvat is Elon. But now that it's really Rabbi, and Rabbi thinks that the Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema is the first of Elul, so really that Nisan has two Rosh Hashanahs. That's the point of this question. Nisan has two, has both the first day of Nisan, Melachim, and the 15th day of Nisan. So once it has those two, and Rabbi thinks like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi thinks like Rav Meir, regarding Elul and Meister Behema, so then he comes out with five. He has two in Nisan. He has Echad for Elul of Meister Behema, Rosh Hashanah, meaning the first day of Tishrei for Shemitin and Yovel, and two Ashraf for Ilanos. So Rabbi has five Rosh Hashanahs. So Amar Rava, really, the Gemara says, Arba l'divrei hakol, l'rmeir arba dal regalim. For a mayor, there's really there are four according to everybody. Whether a mayor holds Echad of Elul is Meister Behema, or according to Rabbi Shimon, holds Echad b'Tishrei is Meister Behema. L'ra mayor, arba'a, dal regalim. There are four, not including the regalim, because according to Rav Meir himself, as we know, Rav Meir doesn't require a full year cycle of regalim anyway for Baal Ta'acher. He only needs one regal. L'Rabbi Shimon Arba, there are four. Dal Meister Behema. We don't include Meister Behema. Why? Why don't we include Meister Behema? Because not really an additional day. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, Meister Behema is already not from Rosh Chodesh Elul, but from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So either way, according to Rabbi Meir or according to Rabbi Shimon, you have four Rosh Hashanah. So either way you look at it, you don't have a problem having an extra Rosh Hashanah. So it's not Rebbe's Shita per se. It's that according to Rabbi Meir's view, you have four and you drop Rosh Hashanah l'Regalim, because according to Rav Meir himself, you don't need a full year of Regalim for Baal Ta'acher. And according to Rabbi Shimon's view, you have four, and you drop... What do you drop, according to Rabbi Shimon? You drop Meister Behema. That's the point of the Mishnah. Another answer, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, Arba'a Chadashim Ubehem Kama Rosh Hashanim. Really, there are 4 months in which all the Rosh Hashanahs are contained, but there are many Rosh Hashanim, not just four. When the Mishnah says Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein, it didn't mean that there are only 4 Rosh Hashanahs. It meant there are 4 months in which the Rosh Hashanahs can be contained. So either way, that's true according to all the views of the Mishnah. If you include like Rav Meir Elul, then you have everything else backed up in. If you include like Rav Meir for Meiser Behema Elul, then you have a double in Nisan. And if you include like Rabbi Shimon Tishrei, then you have the same thing. The 4 months that are possible are Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and Shvat. So the Gemara asks, there are many. So you have a Machlokas Rava and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Can there be more than 4? According to Rava, there have to only be 4. And according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, there can be many more than 4. It's just that there are only 4 months in which they could all fall out. So the Gemara asks, Meisi Vei, but we have a question. Shisha Asar Ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah LaOmer, the 16th day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Korban Omer. That's when Chadash and Yashan apply. That now you can start eating the new grain, as we've discussed before, from the Korban Omer. Shisha B'Sivan, Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. The 6th day of Sivan is Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Alechem, because then you can start bringing, once the Shtei Alechem are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, I believe we've also discussed this before, then they can start bringing Korbanos from new crops. So L'Rava, listen to Shisha. According to Rav, there should be 6 Rosh Hashanahs, because you include the 16th of Nisan and the 6th of Sivan. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, listen to Chamisha. And according to Nachum Bar Yitzchak, there should be 5 months, because you have to include the month of Sivan. So Amrav Papa, Ki Kachashiv, Midi D'chayel Me'urta. When do we include things in the Mishnah? Things that only happened from the night before. Mid Lochayel Be'urta, Me'urta Lo Kachashiv. But things that aren't counted from the night before, we don't include. Meaning, the 16th of Nisan is only Mutter Bayom. For the Chadash is only Matir Bayom. Shtei Alechem is only Matir Bayom. So we don't include them in the Mishnah. So everything else is included in the Mishnah. But the Gemara asks, if that's so according to this, where we're holding so far in the Gemara, the what's considered Bechlau Rosh Hashanah is based on things that apply already from the night before. So that's why these things aren't included. Let's catch up in some Rashis. Rashi de Ramaskil Vilaragalim Mani Rabbi Shimon. We were trying to figure out who is the view of our Mishnah. Vilaragalim, and for Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, who is it? Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon, we learned earlier from the Gemara and Daf Dalid, holds the concept of Kesidron for Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara asks, the Gemara points out, Sefer Abelazar Reb Shimon Omrin Be'echa B'Tishrei. It's Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that they say the first day of that Meister Behema is based on Echa B'Tishrei. But the middle view is Reb Meir. So how, and Reb Meir is the one who says that Echa Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Meister Behema, and not Echa B'Tishrei. So how can you have Rabbi Shimon, Reb Meir, Rabbi Shimon in the same Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, it's Rabbi He. He who amur lemas nisan. Rabbi said the Mishnah, v'nisiv milsei chada kechatana v'chada kechatana, and he learned his halachos one according to each tana. Ihachi. So the Gemara asks, t'chad gavra amra. There's one person who said the whole Mishnah lemas nisan v'nisiv milsei chada kechatana, and he learns the various halachos based on the various opinions in Tanayim. So Tana Chamisha Rosh Chadash Ninhu, Rosh Hashanah Ninhu. There are really 5 Rosh Hashanahs. Echa ben Nisan, V'tesva ben Nisan, right, the first of Nisan for Chadashim, Tesva ben Nisan for Regalim, because it's based on Pesach, V'echa be'elul, and the first day of Elul for Meister Behema, V'echa be'tishrei for Yovel, V'tesva be'shvat for Ilanos, Hanicha u'muk maslala reisha k'Rabbi Shimon, if the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So Shapir, there are bun in who. There's still 4. Delaisle Echa Be'el, because he drops the first of El. El Yichad Tanam Rinu. But if one Tanah said the whole thing, and Rabbi Meir is swapping between the different Shitos, Kashya. So Amar Rava La'olam Rabbi, he really it's all Rabbi. V'achli ka'amra anacha misha svirali. I hold a five. Mi akol modim li barba. Everybody agrees on at least four of them. L'Rav Meir, the islay echa be'elul, dal l'regalim. According to Rav Meir, so now the Gemara is basically saying like this. Really, Rava is saying Rabbi holds a five, but the different Tanayim both agree there are four. L'Rav Meir, the islay echa be'elul, the Rav Meir holds echa be'elul, dal regalim. He drops regalim. Till the day, why? Because as we know from Daf Dalid, Peregel Echad over Baal Ta'acher, Ketani Bereis and Le'el. You can violate Baal Ta'acher already from one Yamtif. Ule Rabbi Shimon, Da Meister Behema. And according to Rabbi Shimon, we should drop Meister Behema, the Leisei Elab Echad B'Tishrei. He only holds it from Echad B'Tishrei. Ubelav Meister Nami, Rosh Hashanah Hu. And even without Meister Behema, it's already Rosh Hashanah, so we don't need an extra year, for an extra count for Rabbi Shimon. So then that's Rava's view. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak's view is really there are multiple Rosh Hashanahs, but there are only 4 months. Ubeham kama Rosh Hashanim. Hilkach Nisan is Beitrei Chag Kachashalei. Nisan has two. It's called 1 month. But the Gemara asks, the 16th of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah LaOmer LeAchol Min Achadash Mikan VeIlach to eat from Karban Chadash from New Tvua from that day and on. Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem, the 6th of Sivan, meaning Shavuos, is Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Alechem. Nischad Shehashanah, the year has become a new year. L'havi Menachos Min HaChadash, to bring Menachos from new grain. Sha'omer Matir B'Medina, U'Shtei Alechem B'Mikdash, because the Omer is Matir, as we said before, Chadash in, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Shtei Alechem, in Eretz Yisrael, and the rest outside of the Bisham Mikdash, sorry. And Shtei Alechem is Matir in the Mikdash. L'Rava da Amar Arba l'Divrei Hakol listening Masis and Shisa. According to Rava, that says there are four. The Mishnah should say six. L'Rav Nachman da Amar Chadash and Gachash, and there were counting sets of months. Nisni Chamish, there should be five. We're counting because it includes Nisan. The Lotzan Siva Masis and includes Sivan. Sorry. So no, we only include things that count from the night before. Meurta Mishikidesh Hayom. Once there is Kedusha Hayom, but Midi Lochayel Meurta going B'Tez Zayin B'Nisan. For these two things, they're dependent on the karbanos of the day. And the karbanos of the day are only brought not the night before. So that's the Gemara assuming right now that which is included in the Mishnah is based on things that are only chayil me'urta. So the Gemara asks in the middle of the page, well, the whole point of regalim in the Mishnah is based on Baal Ta'acher. But Baal Ta'acher should also be based on when the karbanos can be brought. V'harei regalim de lo chayle me'urta. Rosh Hashanah for regalim for Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply the night before either, because you can't bring karbanos that night. So why should we... And you only violate Baal Ta'acher in the morning. So why is that in the Mishnah? V'kachashe, that's in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, li'isuye me'ikara mi'chayi v'kai. It's coming to include a case of a neder or an adava where you're already chayiv. So meaning, even though you offered to bring that korban before the yamtif, so you should already bring it from before the yamtif. So the night before is already considered the equivalent of Baal Ta'acher, even though you can't bring the korban at night, lemaisa. So it doesn't make a difference. So Baal Ta'acher, since this person is already chayav in the korban, Baal Ta'acher does not depend on the night for this. It does not depend on the day. It depends on the night. What's the reason again? Because once a person obligates himself in this korban, he's already has a chayav to do it. And every single day he's supposed to do it. And it can already apply Erev Yom Tov, let's say. So therefore, you're already in the category of Baal Ta'acher for this. So it's considered regel from the night before. Even though you can't bring the korban, l'maisa, you can't bring the korban at night. So Rashi explains this inside. So v'harei regalim, it's the long Rashi here, and the close to the wide lines, diktani mas nisin le'inim Baal Ta'acher, the Mishnah mentions for Baal Ta'acher, the kasaka daitach, Zman Baal Ta'acher Lav Me'urtahu, we assume that Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply at night. Kishakidesh Hayom Chayil. Ella Achetavo Shah Shiru'ilah Havin Dharm Nadavos. It doesn't apply from Kedushas Hayom. It only applies when you can start bringing karbanos. The Einzos, Achi Akrav Tamid Shal Shachar. And that's only up until when you bring the karban Tamid Shal Shachar. Shein karban kodem lo. Because the first karban of the day is Tamid Shal Shachar. Umishaninan le'isui me'ikara me'chai v'kai. It's coming to include a case where you're already standing with your chiyuv. What does that mean? Lahavi korban nidro mechayev v'omeid mishah shenadar. You're already from the point in which you took a nether, a chayev, to bring this korban. V'ailu lakrivu me'arav haregel. You should have brought an arav yamtif. V'lohukvu regalim lebal ta'acher. Le'in hakravas korban. El le'inyin mechal lebal ta'acher. Regalim here in this case were not set up for bal for that bal ta'acher. Lohukvu regalim lebal ta'acher. Leaning hakravas hakorban, bataacher is not per se dependent on bringing the korban itself. Elein mechale bataacher, it's for the chalos, for the isra of bataacher. And when can that kick in? Umiurtanami chayil. So it's possible to say, according to Rashi, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, bataacher can kick in even if you can't bring the korban yet, because the korban could have been brought earlier. So if that's the case, it really starts the night before. So ask the Gemara if it's based on starting the night before. Sahara yovlos to lochayli meurta. But the Yovel cycle does not start from the night before. It starts from the day. V'kachashiv. Rabbi Shmuel, so the Gemara says, no, this Mishnah reflects the view. And how do I know, again, that Yovel only starts from the day? Because it says, B'yom HaKippurim, on the day of Yom Kippur, then you blow the shofar, and that's the year of Yovel. So Rabbi Shmuel, B'nosha, B'yocham, B'brokohi, to Amar, Mirosh Hashanah, Chayel Yovel. That, really, according to this view, Yovel is Chal from Rosh Hashanah. Not even Chal on Yom Kippur. And how does this make sense? We'll see this later on in the Gemara and Daf Ches. There's a whole debate here as to that's not what is the purpose of blowing shofar on Yom Kippur. According to one view, blowing shofar on Yom Kippur actually creates Yovel. According to another view, which is the view of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochanan ben Broka, blowing shofar doesn't actually create Yovel. Therefore, Yovel can actually apply from Rosh Hashanah and applies from the night of Rosh Hashanah as well. So that's all given the view as to why we don't include Korban Omer and Shtei Alechem. Again, in this view, it's based on the fact that the Mishnah only includes things from night. So another answer, Rav Shisha Bereder of Idi Amar, Ki Kachashiv, Mi Did Lo Tali B'maisa, things that don't require actions. The things that require actions, lo kachashiv, meaning what? Omer and shtei alechem, you have to do things for them. All the things happen in our Mishnah automatically. Bal ta'acher, yovel, shmita, meiser behema. These are all time frames. You don't have to do anything that starts off the process. But when it comes to menachos and when it comes to shtei alechem, you have to do something that starts the process. But the Gemara asks, that's not really true. The high regalim midi tali b'maisa v'kachashiv. Aren't regalim based on an action? Meaning bal ta'acher is based on an action. How so? You have to delay bring your korban. How so? Because since in order to bring the korban to be shayach to bring that day's korbanos, you need to bring the tamid shel shachar. So without Tamid Shel Shachar, you don't have Bal Ta'acher anyway. So, of course, Bal Ta'acher also needs a Maisa. So Gemara says, no, Bal Ta'acher M'melechayel. Really, Bal Ta'acher is not based on bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar. It happens on its own. It doesn't require the Tamid Shel Shachar. So it doesn't need a Maisa. If it doesn't need a Maisa, so then we can assume that the reason why Omer and Shtei Alechem, again, aren't in the Mishnah is because those need a Maisa. The Harei Yovlos, but Yovel is Tali on a Maisa, because you have to blow Shofar. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochanan, again, turn the page to Chesav and Aleph, the Harei Yovlos, don't we include Yovel as well? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochanan ben Broka, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochanan ben Broka, which will be discussed in the next daf, that really, the din of Yovel is not based on blowing the shofar in Yom Kippur. It's chal for Rosh Hashanah. So you don't need a Maisa for that. So let's do the Rashis. Or sorry, let's go a little more in the Gemara, and then we'll catch up in the Rashis. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi gives a new answer. There are four Rosh Hashanah, Shehem, but Arba Rosh Chodashim, that they fall out on four Rosh Chodeshes. Meaning, the reason why this Mishnah doesn't include Omar and Shtei Alechem, because those don't fall on Rosh Chodesh. So now we're giving a new answer. So far, let's go over all the answers that we have to why Omar and Shtei Alechem are not included. One answer was because they don't apply the night before. That's Rav Papa. The second answer, that's Rav Shisha, Breder of Edi. They don't require an action to do them. The third answer is now Rav Ashi, that these things are all based on Rosh Chodesh. And Omer and Shtei Alechem are not included. And according to this, we understand also why Rabbi does not have five Rosh Hashanim, because Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim is really Tesva B'Nisan, not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, there aren't really five of them. The Gemara asks, but Be'echa B'Shvat Ki B'Shamai. That's only according to B'Shamai, meaning when is Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos? According to B'Shamai, it's on the 1st of Shvat. But according to B'Shamai, it's on the 15th of Shvat. So how does that make sense? So the Gemara says, no. V'Hachi Ka'amar Shlosha L'Divrei Akol. There are three Rosh Chodeshes that are bona fide Rosh Hashanahs for everybody, and Echa B'Shvat is a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's go back to Zion. So according to that, we're basically saying it's like this. Really, according to Rav Ashi, the four Rosh Hashanahs of our Mishnah have to all be on Rosh Chodesh. Three of them are included to everybody: Nisan, Tishrei, and Elul, and the only question is, right? Just get the number correctly. It's again Nisan, Elul or Tishrei. Nisan has two at least one Elul Tishrei, and the question only is Shvat. Let's see Rashi on Zion on the base. So again, Rashi is now dealing with the fact that we need to count Yovel during the day, and we're working within the view of Rav Papa right now, that the answer as to the four Rosh Hashanahs in the Mishnah depends on things that happen by the day. So that's the Rashi, Raskol v'Harei Yovlos. In the middle, towards the bottom of the page in the wide lines, v'Harei Yovlos, Tiktani Barash Hashanim Demas Nisan, that's including the Rosh Hashanah of the Mishnah, to Lochaili Elide Tekiah Shofar de Bezdin, requires Bezdin blowing the shofar, Ve'ina Ala Biyom, that's only by the day, Dechsiv, Biyom HaKippurim Tavir Shofar, they shall blow shofar by Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Yishmael Lekamam Epirkin, it's really Rabbi Yishmael later on in the parak, but he thinks Mir Rosh Hashanah Chayil, he also holds that's Chayil from Rosh Hashanah, Ve'ina Talib Tekiah, doesn't require Tekiah Shofar at all, Hilkach Me'ur to the Rosh Hashanah Chayil. It's Chal the night before. So really, it's also for Yovel, it's Chal the night before. And then the Gemara gives Rav Shisha's answer. The things in our Mishnah, the lo tali b'maisa. Knisas, it's not tali in an action. Knisas Rosh Hashanah shalahen. Their Rosh Hashanah ain't a tali b'maisa. It doesn't depend on an action. Ela mishigia hayom havi Rosh Hashanah. Once the day happens, it's Rosh Hashanah. U'mischadesh es Hashanah l'milsei. And now the year becomes a new year. But me the tali b'maisa kigon Rosh Hashanah did Omer v'shtei alechem, which require doing things. Ein Hashanah miskadeshes lahatir chodesh b'medina o b'mikdash ela b'hakravas Omer v'kivsei atzeres. This year does not become sanctified as a new year for that year's crop cycle unless through the bringing of the karbanos. So our mission is not including them. The Gemara asks v'harei regalim, but Baal Ta'acher is included. Kasaka Daitach, the Gemara in the Havmina thinks she'im Baal Ta'acher chal ad shetavo shah haru'u lavas karban nidro, up and only to the point where you're ready to bring the karbanos of the day. Nim tashu tovi tamen shal shachar, comes out that you need tamen shal shachar to create Baal Ta'acher. So the Gemara says, no, Baal Ta'acher is mimela kachayil. Baal Ta'acher really happens on its own, mishakidesh hayom, without the Tamid Shal Shachar. V'harei Yovel, shu tali b'tikiyah. So the Gemara answers, no, we're assuming Yovel is like Rabbi Shmuel b'no shal v'yocham and broka, that doesn't require tikiyah. And then we have a third answer. Rav Ashi Omar, Why is our mission only include four on top of Ches and Aleph and Rashi? It only includes Rosh Hashanah that come out on Rosh Chodesh. And Regalim is not really included in them. We just say Regal, the Regal falls out within them. So, we don't include regel. We only include Meiser Behema, Shemitah V'Yovel, Melachim. And regel is not considered an extra one. It's the month that regel, it's because it's not Rosh Chodesh. And that's why Omer Shtei Lechem are not Rosh Chodesh. Uparchinon im kein be'echav b'shvat stam lantana b'reisha ki b'shamai. The reisha holds like b'shamai. Diki b'sila ha'mriyam b'tesvav bo. If the time the reisha holds, if there are four Rosh Hashanahs, it must be like b'shamai. So Gemara says no, because b'sila says it's tesvav, and that's not Rosh Chodesh. Hachi ka'amar tan demas nisan sasam b'reisha be'echav b'shvat Rosh Hashanim. The time of our Mishnah. You're right, in the Reisha seems to just say the Echa Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah. The Hadar Parish Va'azil B'Seifa B'Echa Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan Divrei Be'Shamai. It's only according to Be'Shamai as explained by the Seifa. L'meimra D'Hadistam B'Reisha Arba Rosh Hashanim B'Rosh Hashanim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs on Rosh Chodesh. Lav Divrei HaKol Hi Ela Abishamai Koi. Shlosha Divrei HaKol Lav Dafka To Echa Be'El Nai Plug Tehi To Rebelez of Reb Shimon. Really, Echa Be'El is also a Machlokas. To Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Be'echa B'Tishrei, Ela Abbeis Hillel Kai. That Beis Hillel assumed that there's three consistent Rosh Chodeshes for Rosh Hashanah, but there is a debate that they have with Beis Shammai for Ilanos. So again, according to this day in the Gemara, Arba Rosh Hashanim means to reflect the Rosh Hashanah that are always consistently Rosh Chodesh. And just to review, that comes to include Melachim for sure. Meister Behemoth's debate which one it is. Shmitim and Yovlos. Netia Yerakos. And it's a machlokas for what the halacha of Ilanos would be. So now, again, to explain why our Mishnah doesn't include Omer and Shtei Alechem, we have three answers. The first answer the Gemara brought was it only includes things that come by the nightfall, or things that require an action, or things that are taloi on Rosh Chodesh. We'll stop here.